Hi, welcome to the very first installment of Chinese Soundbites brought to you by Shanghai SDN Chinese Pod. I'm Jenny from Chinese Pod.
I'm Amber from Chinese Pod. You guys got the Chinese Pod girls.
So it's a weekly podcast about buzzwords in Chinese.
Yeah.
In Chinese media.
And also current events in China.
Yes.
Which is something that we all have to keep up to date on.
Speaking of that, of course, it's all about Liu Xiang and his surprise withdrawal from the Olympics.
Definitely the biggest news of the week, I think. So Liu Xiang is so famous in China, but probably a lot of us before we came to China didn't really know much about him or could pronounce his name, Jenny. It's a hard name to pronounce. Can you tell us the proper pronunciation of his name?
Liu Xiang. Liu Xiang.
So the both second tone, right?
Yes.
Liu Xiang.
And Xiang means to fly, to soar in Chinese.
So appropriate. Yes. But the sad thing is he's not flying in this Olympics. What happened, Jenny?
他受伤了.
Right.
受伤.
So sad he got injured. He hurt himself. Shou shang. So shou is fourth tone, right?
That's right.
And then shang means to get hurt is first tone.
Yes. Shou shang. Well, you can use it to describe both physical and like emotional and mental injuries.
And you know what? I think it's really true because not only did Liu Xiang shou shang.
Oh, the Chinese people.
The Chinese people did. In fact, I read that when he hobbled out of the stadium after the prelim, tons of people in the audience were crying.
Oh, I cried.
They were really shocked.
I wasn't in the stadium, but I cried.
I know, it's a pretty emotional thing. So for Chinese people, why is it such a big deal? I mean, of course, as an athlete, it's sad, but to be even crying, it's really their national hero. Is it Liu Xiang the national hero a bit?
I think he represents a very powerful idea of China becoming strong, you know, and becoming world class, really good at our games. And also he's won gold medal in track and field, which no Chinese man has ever won in Olympic history.
Right. So it's sad he had to withdraw, pull out from the games, all of the races, I guess, right?
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of disappointed fans. How do you say that in Chinese, Jenny, to have to withdraw?
退出.
Okay, so 退 is fourth tone, right? And then 出 is first tone.
对,退出. Well, despite all that and some conspiracy theories, we still think Liu Xiang is 好样的.
Really?
好样的.
There's conspiracy theories, Jenny?
Oh, yes. But let's not get into that now.
That's not the real news.
对.
So 好样的 means somebody's pretty cool or pretty great. Is that what it means?
It's really cool and really great.
Great.
You really admire them. So you can say 好样的. For example, Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
他是好样的, 对吗? 刘翔也是好样的.
Oh, well, we still got Yao Ming, right? There's hope for him yet, right?
Oh, he doesn't compare to Liu Xiang.
No?
Sorry, Yao Ming. But, you know, Liu Xiang is a tragic hero, which I think makes him even more compelling.
That's true. It kind of almost like it adds to the whole aura of Liu Xiang, isn't it?
对.
The bittersweet.
Yes. Now let's have a quick recap of today's words.
First one, the famous
Liu Xiang.
Yes,
Liu Xiang.
And what happened to him? He hurt himself. He got hurt, got injured.
受伤. 受伤.
Right. So he had to withdraw from the competition.
退出, 退出.
Mm-hmm. But even so, he's still 好样的.
Exactly. Okay, that's it from us, Jenny.
Amber, Chinese Soundbites on Shanghaiest.
Brought to you by Chinese Pod. We will see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
再见.
再见.